Honorable sirs, I am indeed deeply grateful for your expression of confidence in my plan to investigate Mount Mihara. It has long been my contention that there was some way to stop the distressing epidemic of suicide which has tarnished the fair name of Oshima. And since you have just voted to back my project, I think it only fair to give you an idea of my plan. Within 2 weeks' time, I shall have built my special cast-iron gondola weighing about a ton. In it, I shall be lowered over the brim and down into the volcanic crater of Mount Mihara. I shall keep in telephonic communication with those above and report my discoveries and experiences. I firmly believe that much good can be accomplished, and young lovers will learn what it is really like after they have jumped into unknown fiery depths, and whether or not they will find that which they seek, happiness forever after.
Today's radio play, Happiness Forever After, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Are you happy, Mister?
Oh, yes. I have never been so happy, Yotaro.
I am also. And I am the most fortunate boy in all the land of the rising sun.
Do you really think so?
Of course I do. Have you not promised to be my bride?
I have promised.
Soon I'll be made a partner in the silk factory, and we'll be married and go to America for a honeymoon.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
America must be a wonderful country. Here we're so bound by tradition. In America, young people reach 21 and they can make their own decisions.
You will soon be 21.
In 3 days. And then I shall assert myself. I shall tell my honorable father that you and I love each other and we're going to be married.
Yotaro.
And you, when will you tell your honorable father?
When you are telling yours.
Good. Then there'll be no more secret meetings like this.
No.
We'll be free to see each other whenever and wherever we please.
Yes.
I'm excited right now talking about it.
So am I.
Why?
Because I love you.
Oh, say that again.
Because I love you.
And I love you. Oh, so, so very, very much. Isn't it wonderful being in love?
Yes.
If we only didn't have to be so secretive.
That's what I do not like either. But soon that will all be over.
Yes. Just 3 days more.
3 days. How can I live that long without you?
Oh, little Blossom. The time will drag by for me, too.
Then tell me again.
I love you.
Oh, yes, Tara.
Did you? Oh, what is the meaning of this?
Tamaki.
Yes, it is Tamaki. What would your honorable father say when he hears of this?
You are not going to tell him.
I am the servant of your honorable father. To watch over you is my duty. I have been seeking you all the afternoon. Now that I have found you, I shall report to your honorable father. It is my duty.
Are you going to let her tell your honorable father?
No.
Unfortunately, you cannot stop me. It is my duty, and I shall carry it out.
No, I cannot stop you. But I can make it unnecessary for you to tell my honorable father.
How will you do that?
I shall tell him myself.
Your honorable father has so spoken, my daughter.
Why? Why can't he understand?
There is nothing to understand. This young man is not the choice of your honorable father.
He is my choice.
That prevails against the wishes of your honorable father as a grain of mustard seed prevails against the wind.
Oh, saying, saying. That's all you can do. Mumble some old proverb.
The truths of the proverbs have outlasted generations.
They won't outlast my generation.
Do you think so? Well, my daughter, I too said that.
You did?
Aye. When I was a young girl, I was betrothed by my father. I had never seen my husband-to-be. He was several years younger than I. And while I was waiting for him to become of marriageable age, I thought customs would change, that my honorable father would see the unfairness. I, too, tried to resist the ancient customs.
Did you succeed?
It was useless. My honorable father was firm.
And so you married your unknown husband-to-be?
Aye.
Why, Tamaki, I didn't know that.
There has been no need for you to know my daughter until now.
I see. You wish to give me an example to follow.
Aye.
Tamaki, I'm glad you told me.
Then I have helped you in your problem.
You have helped me.
I am glad, my daughter.
You have helped me decide that I will not submit to ancient traditions.
Me too.
I shall go to your Taro. Today he becomes 21. And we will do as American youths do in the cinema.
What are you paying, Missy?
Yotaro and I will run away together.
Ritsu, Ritsu.
Oh, Yotaro, I was just going to find you.
I had to come to see you at once.
Oh, I'm glad, Yotaro. I should have known that you would come to see me as soon as you had told your honorable father.
Yes, I have just told him.
Oh, wait, Yotaro, I must tell you something. I, too, told my honorable father about our great love. But he insisted I was not to see you anymore. I am betrothed to the son of his best friend. But it will be all right. I have run away to be with you forever.
Mitsu.
What's the matter, Yotaro? Have 3 days made such a difference? Do you no longer love me?
Love you? Oh, how can I tell you?
Tell me? What?
Mitsu, I told my father that we were in love and that I was going to marry you.
Yes?
And he said it. Well, it was impossible.
Oh.
I, too, have been betrothed all these years.
Oh, Yotaro.
It has been agreed to tell me on my 21st birthday. The wedding is to take place at once.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Do you want to be with me forever?
Would I have run away from my honorable father's house if I didn't?
No. Mitsu, there is one way in which we can be together and find our happiness.
You mean Mount Mahal?
Yes. Will you come with me?
Look into my eyes and you will find your answer.
Mitsu, you will.
Yes, here we are. We were fortunate to slip by the policeman on guard.
The camera and lunch basket fooled them. They thought we were on a picnic.
Mm, how black and bottomless the crater looks down there.
But look up. At the smoke and mist rising from it, Mitchell. Can you not see the spirits of Matsumoto and his sweetheart, Miyako? The first two to find happiness forever after?
Yes, I see them. They seem to beckon to us to join them.
Are you afraid now that we're here, Mitsu?
Oh, that is what we wish for most of all. Will we not be together from now on?
Yes.
Then why should I be afraid?
You shouldn't be, my little blossom.
Yotaro, you are sure you want to do this? You would not rather marry the bride your father has chosen?
Never. I live only for you. If I can't have you in life, I'd rather have you in death.
Yotaro.
Give me your hand.
Here, Yotaro.
Oh, how steady it is.
It matches yours.
Mitsu.
Yes?
Are you sure you want to do this?
I am here. My hand is within your hand.
Oh, Mitsu. My love for you is as consuming and everlasting as the smoke which rises in front of us.
So is mine for you.
Oh, there. What are you going to do? Come back. Come back.
Oh, the policeman. Hold fast to my hand, Mitsu. When I speak your name, we will jump over the edge together. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Do you hear? Come back!
Mitsu.
Yotaro! Oh! Yotaro! Where are you?
Here. With you, Mitsu.
Why have we not ascended to our happiness?
I do not know,
Mr. Why did you do it? Why did you not heed our warning?
Heed your warning?
Yes. Could you not see us wave you back from the edge of the crater?
Wave us back? We thought you were beckoning to us.
We have tried to warn everyone who appeared on the edge, but no one has heeded our warning. All have jumped in spite of our efforts.
Who are you?
Names do not matter now. Nothing matters.
Why did you try to stop us?
Why did you jump?
To find happiness forever after.
So did the rest of us. There is no happiness here.
What do you mean? Yotaro, what does he mean?
We who sought happiness are denied it because of our acts. We shall never find it until one human being shall enter the crater of Mount Mahara and return to the top alive.
But after you jump, you are dead.
Of course. We can never return. We are all dead.
Then how can we be released?
No way has yet been found.
Listen to the crater growl.
Someone is about to enter it.
Look! Up there.
Someone is coming down.
Go back. Go back.
They come straight on.
Go back. Go back.
Why? It's a steel cage being lowered on a cable.
Soon the elements will destroy it. There's a man inside. He's moving. He's alive.
Alive? Then maybe this is the human who can release us.
Go back. Go back.
Can you hear me up there? Good. I am at 1,200 feet. I can hardly see anything. The gondola is descending as planned. My breathing is difficult, and my pulse is quicker. The crater is rumbling, and gusts of wind blow my steel cage around.
Go back. Go back to the top.
Save us. Save us.
Deliver us to our happiness.
On the ledge, I see the bodies of the latest victims. Mitsu Kurumoto and Yotaro Yumari, who threw themselves over the edge in a love suicide.
Oh, Spirit, make him go back to the top before he's killed.
Spirit, make him go back.
I cannot make him go back. He does not heed my pleas any more than you did.
The rumbling and the gusts continue to increase. The heat is terrific. All around me, I see the skeletons of those who have sought happiness forever after. It almost seems as though I can see their spirits all around me.
We are around you. Go back.
Only you can bring us our happiness. Go back.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? What's happened to the line?
Fool of a mortal. The elements will destroy him if he stays down here.
Hello, hello. What's the trouble? Oh. Oh, I thought the line had broken. I have taken pictures of the descent. They may prove interesting. There is nothing more to be gained by observation. Hoist me up.
He is rising. The mortal and his cage are rising. He's going back. Alive.
Yotaro, he has delivered us from our doom.
Yes, Miss. And now, we shall at last find our happiness forever after.
Honorable sirs, for this reception. My trip should prove the futility of trying to find happiness by jumping into the fiery crater. The piles of skeletons I saw there can give evidence of that. I am very glad to be back alive. And strange as it sounds, I had a feeling that the spirits I thought I saw around me seemed glad to see me start back to safety.
The radio drama to which you have just listened was suggested by one of the many interesting stories appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of real interest for you. Thank you.